So, Mechanamik still with Hashem. So why do you say that Shechita has to be done with the Tahor, and therefore Smicha also? Why Shechita more than Smicha? Smar says yes, because Efshah the Mayel Yodei the Samach. Because for the Smicha alone, it would have been possible for him, the person that's Tomei, to be standing outside the Azara and just stick his hand inside and make the Smicha with his hand. And Mashmi all that Diyas the Niksas is Loishimei Diyas. Since your whole body did not come in, there would not be an Avera. Therefore, it's possible to make a smicha this way. And it says, if so, l'chura shchita nami, said the same sort of shchita also. L'chura efshe diyoved sakin arucha, it's possible to have a long knife. V'shocha, to make a shchita, even though you're tummy also. It's possible for the shchita to be outside the Yazarum and make a shchita with a long knife. So why do you say for sure a shchita has to be done with a person of Torah? Moses Hamani Shimena Timonhi. But Chizlai goes according to Shimena Timoni. The Tanya will not like this. The Shochat of Ben Hapokos Ne Hashem, that you have to make the Shechitlos Ne Hashem. So we dash in Veloi HaShechitlos Ne Hashem. The Shechit does not have to be inside the Azara. That's where the Tanakama dashes. But only the animal, the Shechit itself, has to be done with Ne Hashem, but not the Shechit. The Shechit, the person, does not have to be standing with Ne Hashem. However, Shimon HaTemoni Omer, Shimon HaTemoni says yes. Mina yin shiyu yodov shall Shechit lefnim min ha-nishchot. How do I know that hands of the Shechit should be lefnim min ha-nishchot, should be inside the animal, inside the Azara, closer than the animal is? In other words, the Shechit has to be inside also of Ne Hashem. Talmud Lema, this apostle says, V'shochat es ben ha-bokul of Ne Hashem. Shochat es ben ha-bokul yehei of Ne Hashem. That's the way he dashens. Apostle says, V'shochat es lav davka the shchit itself, but rather means the shochat, the one that's making the shchita. Shochat es ben ha-bokul, he also, yil of Ne Hashem, he also has to be in front of Hashem. So, kids, according to Shimon HaTemoni, pshita, the shochat has to be tor, because otherwise he cannot be inside the Azara. That's why according to Chizda, we make the limud smicha from shchita. Just like shchita, the shur has to be done with the person that's tahor, the same thing he holds also, the same thing he holds, that the smicha also has to be done with the person that's tahor. Now the Gemara says, Ma'ulu, and it says, Omer Rish Lakish, and then Rish Lakish, Tomei, Sheikhnis Yoda, Lefnim Leika. A person that's Tomei, if he just brings his hands, puts his hands inside the Azara, for this alone he gets Malkus. In other words, mix bia b'miksas is shmei bia. Shenema, because the pasuk says, b'chol kodesh loy siga. Any type of kodshim you should not touch loy siga. So the dashon is like this: makish bia l'negia. It makes hekish that a person that's tamei should not come into the base of mikdash. The same thing, they're not supposed to touch kodshim. Ma negia, the same way you're not supposed to touch kodshim. The miksas, shmo negia, just touching a little bit of it. And Rashi says negia, stamba miksasi. Anytime when a person that's tamei, all he has to do is just touch part of the meat. If you touch just part of the meat, automatically all that meat becomes tamei. So a negia is always only the miksas. And so we make a hekish, asa dia the miksas, shmo dia, the same thing if a person that's tamei, just by bringing your hands inside the Azara, that's called the Diyah B'miksas, the Shema Diyah. So for this alone, you would receive Malkus. This is what Rosh Lakish holds. Eisvei Ravoishil Yula. So Ravoishil asked the question back to Ula. Again, this is what Ula said over the name of Rosh Lakish. So Ravoishil asked the question. It says, Alocho Mitzvairo Shechal Shmini Shaloi Uliyoy Sier of Pesach a Mitzvairo that was Tamei. He has to wait 7 days till he has his Taira, and then the 8th day, that's the day he brings his Karbonis. So Mitzvah Shechal Shemini Shaloi, his 8th day, came out on Erev Pesach. And the raw carry, Boy Bayoim, today this Mitzvah sees carry, he has Tumas carry upon him. So Rashi says, today is the 8th day, really, for Ho Yulei Hayom Likonis Harabayis. Today he was supposed to come into the Harabayis, L'chalal Shar Nitner, into the opening of the Shar Nitner. Shloin is Kaddish Lachnis Yodov L'boinis. That doesn't have that much Kedusha. Therefore, the mitzvah is allowed to bring his hands inside there. And then the kohen will put on his bohinus and the shemen, and that would make him Torah. What happened was, this person now on the eighth day, for raw carry, he saw carry. He saw zera. Well, ba carry a nichnos larabayis. Now, ba carry as a tumor, he is not allowed to go into machna levia. He can't go into the harabayis. Could the Armenian be able to grow? Learned in the Gemara I'm talking. Zav the chozav the rabbis ba carry. Shemeshtaleh chutz l'shtei machnois. Well, ba carry and the zav has to go out not only for machna kuhuna, but even for machna levia also. So the solochur now he cannot come into the shar nikner. Like this, a mitzvah only has to be thrown out from machna kuhuna. That means only from the kotchim, from the azorah. But in the shar nikner is allowed to be. But now that it became about Kerala, the Chur is also to be by the Shar Nikner also. So what should this Mitzvah do? How could he receive his Torah today in order to be able to teach from the Korban Pesach tonight? So it says, the Lachah like this. So Roa Kerala by the Yom, for Tovel, and he went to the Mikvah today. The question is it full Yom? A full Yom usually you're not allowed to go into the Machna Leviya. So the special Lachah, Omri Chachom Nechom said over here, Afa Pi Shein Tful Yom Achar, Nichnas, even though another person has a tzvul yom, a regular bakeri, even though he went to the mikveh today, but before it becomes nighttime, he's not allowed to go into the harabayis. Why Rashi says, tiksov a tzvul yom, dezav kezav domi, that a tzvul yom, even though you went to the mikveh, but before harash shemesh, you have the lochas like a zav, or like a bakeri, that you're still not allowed to go into the azorah, or into harabayis. But here, this case is different. Then Nichnas Rashi says, "Umachnis Yodav Liazora." Here, this mitzvah is allowed to go in and put his hands inside the azora. Lita in midam osham or milug hashemin al bohenaisov. That the kohen is allowed to put on the hands, on the thumbs of this mitzvah from the dam osham and from the shemin. Kidei shi'itor, in order that this mitzvah should become tor, lecho pischol orav, that it should be able to eat from the korban pesach at night time. And we shachen li azora hayoim lishchoit v'lizrek olov, and therefore he'll send his korban pesach to be shechted today, and he'll be able to eat from it at night time. But the locher is avul hu lo yichnas lazora, but he himself is not allowed to go into the azora. He can only put his hands there. So it's full yom shenichnas azora the korus, because it's full yom that comes into the azora, he's chayav korus. So therefore, it's a special locher here that we said he's allowed to put his hands inside. That's all. He cannot walk inside, but he could just put his hands inside. That's what it said here. Again, the Gemara says, Om Rechachomim, Rechachom said over here, that Afa Fi Shein Tfu Yoyim Achar. Nichta, people know that Tfu Yoyim is not allowed to go in, but then Nichta. They say this Mitzvah is allowed to put his hands inside the Azor. Why? Mutev Yovoy Esei, Sheyesh by Chorus, the Yitzchi Esei, Shein by Chorus. It's Mutev that he should be able to mekayim the mitzvah festa of the Korban Pesach, because if you did not bring a Korban Pesach, you're over Chiyuv Koros, you're over Nifrasei, which you're Chiyuv Koros for. So therefore, we want to make sure this mitzvah would become Torah today, an Erev Pesach, that he should be able to eat from the meat from his Korban Pesach at night time. Therefore, it's mutter that this person should be able to bring his Korban Pesach, even though it means he has to be matcha this essay of Mishaleach Min HaMachne, which is not a Chiyuv Koros. Rashi says, "Sheyesh by Koros, the Yitzchesay, the Shluach Tameyim Arabayis, Shein by Koros, Shenon as Koros Elo, Michaimis Azor Lefnin." Like when you chayit Koros, only if you go inside the Machne Kula, inside the Azor itself. If you just go on the Harabayis, Machne Leviyo, for that you're not chayit Koros. So even though usually it's full Yom, is not supposed to go into the Harabayis, is the Mitzvah Esay, to stay away from the Machne Leviyo. But here, this Mitzvah, we tell him it's worth it for you to come into the Harabayis, come into the Shar Nikner, even though you're being over in Yisrael say, but it's Kedai, in order to be able to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Sestai, the Korban Pesach.
And Vaitir Gemara says that Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Rabbi Yechanan holds, that Vaitir Rila Midi Raisa, Filo Esai Envoy. I said there's not even a Yisrael say for this person to come into the Harabayis. There's not even an essay. Rashi says, "A filu essay ain boy tarabayis." A guy bit full yom. Tiksav at full yom dezav loud kezav domi. He reckon holds no. Even though his zav himself or about carry himself cannot come into the Harabayis, but if he went to the mikveh, he's only at full yoim, maybe Rice is allowed to come in. So the Yerkan says, not even a Nisar Asay. Shinem, because the Pasuk says, Vayam Moed Yoy Shofot, Tikal Yehud of Yushlayim, Bebeis Hashem, Lefnei HaChotzer HaChadosh, in front of the new Chotzer. The question is, what does it mean, my chotzer achadosha? What's going on here? What type of new chotzer is there? Is the chotzer the base of Midrash? It's not new. What does it mean, chotzer achadosha? So on this, Omer Rabbi Yochanan says, for the pshat in this posting of Divrei HaYomim is that shechidshu bo dvorim harbe. They came and made a lot of chidushim here. That's what it means. For the yamud yoishofet, the kal yudu bishlayim, the reis Hashem, and in the chotzer achadosha means they mechadish their new alochis about the chotzer. The Yom, when they said then that Tfu Yoim Yikornis the Machna Leviya, or Tfu Yoim should not come into the Machna Leviya. But that's the Zerim the Rabbonin. With the Rabbonin, they made up this halacha. But Midi Raisa, though, you're allowed to. That's what Rabbi Yochanan learns. Now, what's the Kasha back to Ula? The question is like this. The Yamad, if you're going to tell me like Ula, like Rosh Lakish, that Bia the Mikta, Shmei Bia, that even just putting in your hands into the Azorah is an Isser, that's an Isser, Yitichayev Chorus for, if so, Heichi Mayo Yodeh Bebohenes. How is this Mitzvah allowed to come into the Shah Nikno and then put his thumbs, put his hands inside the Azorah in order that the Kohen could put from the Dam Hoshem and the Shemin on his hands, but for him putting his thumbs inside the Azorah, he's doing over an Isser Asay, which Yitichayev Chorus for. To come into the Machna Kuhn, into the Azorah, Yechayev Chorus. If so, Edi Eseh Sheesh Bekorosu. Like, what's the problem here? If he doesn't become Tor, he won't be able to bring his Korban Pesach, which is also a Chayev Chorus. But by now, by coming into the Azorah, just putting your hands in, you're also over in Yisra Asay with Yechayev Chorus. So my Yumahai Mahai, other than the Svara should be, do not bring your hands. Do not let this Mitzvah put his hands inside the Azorah. To not do an Ukum V'yasei, but rather be a Shev V'yatasei. So what's Shand is Bryce, the Chur Tekash, Shand Ulam Rosh Lakish. But according to you that you hold, be a B'nikta Shemei Diyah, so just by putting your hands inside the Azorah, you also Chayev Chorus. So rather than the Lakish should be that this Mitzvah should not be able to become Torah today on Erev Pesach. And the Bryce says, no, he's allowed to. The Chur Tekashma that be a B'nikta is Lay Shemei Diyah. Therefore, there's no Chayev Chorus for him just to put his hands inside. Therefore, we say it's allowed to put his hands inside. So, what's the kasha? Anula Rosh Lakish. So, when it says, Amalei said back to him, Mitunach, like, Rashi said, Mitunach means like from the weight, from the bundle. In other words, from the same bundle that you want to ask a question upon me, I'll give an answer. Mitunach, from the same question you have against Rashi says, you've lost a lie. Lachbid achter alecha. I'll also come and ask back to you in Mitzvah. That what? His answer, Rashi says, is going to be that here is the Gzeras HaKosiv. Shehutra loy bia b'mikzah fenichnami. That here is a special Gzeras HaKosiv that it's hutra for this Mitzvah to make a bia b'mikzah. Even though usually bia b'mikzah is also, here it's muta. Shem chus tekepurimu. Who machnas yod labonis will soon see why. He says why? That lists the morph like this. Shani Mitzvah, like Ula answers back like this. Mitzvah is different. Ho yuvuhuta litzaratoi, huta lakiriyot. Listen, before the Mitzvah has his Tyra, before the Dam Oshem or the Shemin comes on his thumbs, he's also Tomei. So Bechlal, a Mitzvah also has an Issacharis not to come into the Azorah. So how Al-Tilchus Mitzvah is he allowed to ever put his hands inside the Azorah to receive the Dam and the Shemin? It's also a Chiyuv Chorus. So what do you have to say? There's a special heter here. For the Torah was Mata the Mitzvah, true, he himself has to stand outside in the Shah Nikner. But the Torah gives a special heter of him to put his hands inside. So that's the Svarah, who holds, Ho Yuvuhut of the Tzarapa. Since there's a special heter now for this Bia B'Niksav, to become Torah from his Mitzvah, the Torah gives him a heter to bring his hands inside the Azorah. So once he has this set of the Hilchus Mitzvah, I'll tell you Hutra Lakirov. The same thing now, I say Hutra. That once he's allowed to do it, even though he is a Balkari also. The rest is Alpha Tzvuyayim, Shakari Shalai. Even though it's a Tzvuyayim of the Keri, also it's Muta. Even though a regular Tzvuyayim Takarit's also, then even to make a Diyah B'Niksaf.
because we're going now like Ula and Rosh Lakish, be the next up issue may be him. But by a Mitzvah, since there's a Hutra for him to do it, Machmas, the Issa, Mitzvah, now that he's both a Mitzvah and a Keri, it's still Bechal the Hutra. So that's the Torah, that's the Ula instance, though, it's not a Kasha from this Halacha of Mitzvah. Now, Omar Rabbi Yosef says, Kisava Ula, Atayi Ula holds like this. Rashi doesn't mean Shema Mina Medula. Rabbi Yosef is saying, I hear from Ula that he says what held the Ishtaril Ho. Ishtaril Ho, since there's a Hutta for Hilchas Mitzvah, it's also Hutta for Hilchas Tvulyayim of the Keri. If so, I hear from Ula that Reuben Zovin, Vinasu Tzimeyanesim, let's say Reuben, the Tibur was a Zav by Erev Pesach, the time to bring the Korban Pesach. And Lenitchas Tumaziv Etlan, there's no head to bring a Korban Pesach when you have Tumazivah on you. There's only a Hutra of Tumameis, not of Tumaziva. So I hear what's going to be of Reuben Zovin, Rove of Klai Yisrael, has Tumazav on them on Erev Pesach. And then Zunasu Tumei Mesim, and then they also become Tumei Mesim by Vayim. Based on Erev Pesach now, Rove of the Tzibra has Tumas Mes on them. So I should say a Svaro of Ho Yiv Hutru Lutumason, Hutru Lizivosim. Sith Machmas Adin of Issa Tumas Mes. They're allowed to have the Korban Pesach brought, the Kanan to bring the Korban Pesach from them. Even though they have a Tumas Zivra on them, I'll say Hutra, but also they're allowed to have the Korban Pesach brought. That's what Rabbi Yosef wants to say according to Ula, that you say Hutra here also. On this note, Omar Layabaya Baya says back, Midami, what does one have to do with the other? Tuma Ishtaria, Ziva Lo Ishtaria. I'll tell you, Tuma is Muta. Rashi says, Shebu Achreina, that came last, so true. The Hilchas Tumas May should be Hutra. But Ziva Rishaina Medicine Kerma, that came first. So since it came first, there's no Hutra on that. Like the Locha was, this Korban Pesach should be Nitka, the Pesach Sheini, because the Sibra Tumas Zav on them. But since the race capacity, the Red, it has to be pushed off. The fact that it became a Tumas May later cannot save them. And Rashi says, Loidomilu Mitzvah, not them to allocate before the Mitzvah. Both Mikul May Mamigo. Why the Kamaisulay have a Yasirulay Basraisulay Chamir Locha? There I can say that first he was a Mitzvah. So the Tumas Mitzvah, it's Hutra for him to put his hands inside the Azorah. So once the Heter was called, it doesn't go off. Even though it became a Balkari, it would not go off. But here, the Klai Yisrael was first, Tumazav, and Tumazav has no Hutra. Maybe it's Nitche, that this Korban should be brought in Pesach Sheni. They have no right to bring the Korban in Pesach Rishon. Those people are Nitche to Pesach Sheni. So therefore, like Rabbi continues and says that maybe we have the Gerus Amalei, the Bachelor takes it out. What it meant to say was, Dilma, Rabbi says that maybe Holchi Kamamah, this is what you meant to say. In the case of Rubam Tumei Mason, that's the robe of the Tzibon Erev Pesach was Tamimais. And then Vinasu Zovin, then most of the Tzibor, had Tumazav on them. Here would be Hoyovu Hutra Litumoson, Hutra Lizivoson. Since at the beginning of the day, even though they were Tamei, it was a Hutra Chal, that they were allowed to bring the Korban Pesach of Tumas Mace. Even though later on they also have a Tumas Zivra on them, the Heta does not go away, and we say still they're allowed to bring the Korban. Or Malay, so he answered back. Rabbi Yosef said back, or Malay, true. Or Malay, in. That's what I meant to say. It's true. This deek I meant to say. According to law, this halacha should come out. In, this is the way I meant to say. So or Malay, so now we should be gross. Or Malay, so Rabbi said back, the Akati still loy dami, still there's a big difference. Mitzoro heterahu. Katadami Mitzvah Heterahu Hoyov Yishtri. Maybe by a Mitzvah it's Mamish Hutra. The Torah tells them like that's the Mitzvah L'Chatchila. On the eighth day, you have to come into the Shah Nikner and put your hands inside the Azara. It's Mamish Hutra for the Mitzvah. Like Rashi says, Behete Gomor Gozu Olav Torah Biyat Mikzas. The Torah tells the Mitzvah on the eighth day, come in and make a Biyat Mikzas. So therefore we say, Hoyle the history, history. Maybe only hear this Ula say this verb, Hoyle the history, history. My shame came to me. The Chuihi, for that did the loch of Rove of the Tzibra's tummy. They're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. It's only the Chuihi, it's like, it's a Dichui. We say you're allowed to do it. But it's not like Kutzka, it's not like a Tchila, that's where it's supposed to be done. Avad the Tchila, you're not supposed to be tummy altogether. So, Louis Tzu, we find the Klai Yisrael to be tummy. There's a Dekuya, there's a din you're allowed to bring Korban Pesach.
If so, maybe lo itchi, lo la yitchi. Maybe here it's hut, it's bechuya for tumas meis. But later they become a tumas zav. Maybe there it's not dochui. Therefore, we have no proof of mula that we agree to this halacha. Omale Rava says back, no, adarabba, just the opposite. Ipcha mistavra, the svar is just the opposite. I'll tell you, mitzayro is heterahu. Maybe mitzayro, since the Torah gave a special heter, the Torah spoke about a mitzayro to say, he alone, he's allowed to bring his hairs inside. So svar maybe is, lehor ishtarya, ulhor lo yishtari. Maybe the Torah only gave a heter, a regular mitzayro, where he has no tumas zav on him at all, where he's not about carry at all. Him the Torah says he's allowed to put his hands inside. But maybe if there's another tumah, he's a full yom of his carry, maybe he has no heter to put his hands inside. Mashen came tumah by the pasha that the Tzibris tumah, they bring the Korban Pesach, tumah to chuyuhu. It's like a dichuy, the Torah says, if you tell me you're allowed to, you can do it now. If so, maybe here I would say a swell, like even though really, tumah is not supposed to be brought, but when the Tzibris tumah you're allowed to, so I'll tell you the Svorah, Mali Chodichoy, Mali Shteh Dechuyas, what would be the difference? So therefore the Chura rather want to say that the Rabbi Yosef made a deal for Mullah would be a good deal. That Madach Ullah said the Svorah Hutra by Mitzorah, which is Hutra from the Torah, so for sure there'll be a Svorah from Hoyle Vishtari Yishtari by Tumas Meis, that the Tziva was first, right Tziva was Tumas Meis Nehru Pesach, and then they became Tumas Zav, and if I'm a Rabbi Yosef's deal is right, that according to law, they would be allowed to bring the korban. Gemara says, Mechlal, I'll call upon him, it's a proof from over here, Mechlal, this Havayu, Svirlu, Tumma, Dechuyi, Hibetiba. They're both